Dallas and Anissa, the Friday the 8th of April, Ravering the Foil Cats, the birds of the Mitzvah.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Mitzvah, I'd like to start by quoting a point that Rav Yerucham Levavit Zecher Tzadik Levrocha makes on the Sedra, and I'd like to expand on it and see the application of that point that he says in a broader context. In the Torah, in the parasha of the Mitzvah, when he comes to be purified, he has to bring as part of his korbanos two birds, shtei tziporim. And Chazal, the Gemara, says, quoted in Rashi, why does he have to bring two birds? What's the significance of the two birds as part of his kapora? So Rashi quotes the Gemara that the Mitzvah usually, or the most, one of the most well-known or common causes of having tzaras was that he spoke Lashon Hara. There are other causes for tzaras, but that's one of the common ones. And the words are, Shehu ma'ase pitpute devarim. It's chatter. And the birds also, they tweet and chirp, they're chatty, they chatter the whole time. And therefore, they're chatting and chirping, and he has to learn a lesson not to be like the birds. So says the Gemara quoted in Rashi. So Rav Yerucham asked the question, that the birds, they're chatting. This person was worse than them, he spoke Lashon Hara. The birds didn't speak Lashon Hara, they're just tweeting, chirping.
That's
a weird speaking. So what's it's not the same thing. If we're criticizing him, he has to be criticized for speaking badly, for speaking Lashon Hara. Why is he being criticized for speaking? You can speak without speaking Lashon Hara, it's not the same thing. So question Rabbi Yerucham asks. So Rabbi Yerucham says that Chazal are pointing out to the Metzairah that the problem with him is that he doesn't understand how powerful even simple speaking is. That there's no such thing as just chatting. He thinks that he's just schmoozing. Schmooze, chat, like the birds, it's no different. But he doesn't understand that when a person speaks, there's no such thing as simple speech. There's no such thing as, I was just having a schmooze, a little chat. Because even the ordinary words that a person speaks have a power. They're tremendously powerful. And therefore he has to learn not to be like a bird. You're not like a bird that can tweet and chat and chirp and it's all an endless just an endless stream of noise. We have to elevate our understanding of what chatter is. And therefore when Chazal criticized the Mitzvah, they didn't criticize him because he went beyond that and he actually spoke harmful words, but that he didn't understand how powerful ordinary words are. Because if he would have had an understanding of the power of just ordinary chatter, ordinary speech, simple speech, how powerful that is, and what can be achieved or through regular speech, then he'd have had far greater understanding of the next stage of Lashon Hara. He wouldn't have come to that. If he'd have known how powerful his ordinary words are, he'd have counted them out with much greater care, and he certainly would never have come to the stage of speaking Lashon Hara. So says Rabbi Yerucham. The lesson to teach is that the chatter that we do, or the Mitzvah does, even the ordinary chatter is vastly powerful. Okay, so let's try and understand that. What does it mean that the regular chatter is very powerful? What does it mean? So we have a schmooze, you're talking about this, the weather, this, that, and the other. So what? What's the significance of it? What does it mean? So I'd like to expand on this, and we'll try and understand it in various ways and see how regular speech is very powerful. And let's try and understand. Let's try and understand it at a very extreme level, at the very highest level possible, and then we'll see perhaps more relevant applications to it. We quote a pasuk in the Novi in Yeshaya, where the Novi says the following words, Va'osim devarai beficha, I put my words into your mouth, I've given my words to you. Lintoya shomayim v'liyosoid oretz, to establish the world, to plant the heavens, to set up the world. That's what the Novi says, Va'osim devarai beficha, Hashem has given his words to us. And with these words, we're supposed to set up the world and establish the heavens. So that the basic chat, before we go into further things, let's understand the simple chat. What does it mean at the most simple level? So the most simple level is, the Meforeshim explain, that Hashem has given us His Torah. His word is His Torah. And when we keep the Torah, and we keep even the simple halachas of the Torah, then the world is set up and established. There's law and order, there's a civil society, even the basic halachas of how to treat Bin Adam al-Khaveri, even if we don't reach the higher levels of Bin Adam al-Mokam, but certainly the halachas of how we deal with people, and even the halachas of the Mayadim, of the Shabbos, is good for people. they're good for the world. Where all of these halachas of the Torah are fulfilled, the world is set up and established, and the world is a healthy and happy place to be. So Hashem has given His Torah to us, His word to us, and by keeping the Torah, then the world is an orderly place. The world is a happy place to be, and it will function at its in a very fine way. But the Mefarshim explain it means much, much more than that. And the Mefarshim explain it means like this. That in the same way as when Hashem speaks, He can create and destroy things. When Hashem says, Yahi, let there be something, it's created. And should He simply say the opposite, it's destroyed. Hashem has a power to create and destroy just by speaking, or by willing it in Hashem's case, but certainly in our context, just by speaking, we can create things and destroy things. And therefore, that power is given over to our mouth. To our words, we have the power to create things and destroy whole worlds. Real worlds. By the way, we speak. We speak and we create things. We speak and we can destroy things just with a few words. They say abracadabra. Abracadabra is abra, I will create. Kadabra with my words. Kadu, this thing. That's it. Because we can create and destroy things just by the way we speak. So how do we do that? Let's create and destroy things. Let's go ahead. What would you like to create? Okay, let's see. So the Mefarshim explain it, and we quote Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin, he quotes another pasuk in the Navi, "Umagid la'adam ma'asei choy." When a person stands in judgment in front of Hashem, Hashem tells the person, ma'asei choy, what he spoke. That means that after 120 years, we come to Hashem, and He will tell us everything we said. Now that, in itself, is frightening enough. Can you remember what you said yesterday this time? Can you remember what you said last week? Impossible. How many words are there? How many words are there in one person? In one person's week, how many words are there that are said that we shouldn't even remember them? Can you remember what you said 3 years ago? 20 years ago? Can you remember? Who remembers? That alone is a frightening thought, that Hashem tells a person what he said. What did you say in your whole life? An endless list of stream of words. We don't even remember them. But I'm on air, I can't say that.
Just remember what you said.
Yeah, that's it. So the Rechaim Volozhin says it's much more than that. Because people, when we speak, we don't understand that we create worlds and we destroy them. When a person says a good word or a word of Torah, then you're creating worlds in the Olam HaSo'elyonim. You're creating good things, powerful things, and they have an effect on the world. When there's words of Torah spoken, when there's a kind word, a word of Chesed spoken, we're creating things. Things are being achieved. And people don't understand the effect of their words. When we speak things that we shouldn't, are better not spoken, then we destroy things. Up in the Olam HaSo'elyonim, there are things being destroyed, and it has an effect on the world. And therefore, Umagid Lado Maseichoi, the Reb Chaim Volozhin says that we're being taught over here that Hashem will show us one day what the effect of our words were up above. When a person said a Dvar Torah, or they said a kind word to somebody, they said a word of Chesed, they said something to cheer somebody up, so there's an effect in Olam HaSo'elyonim. And it has an effect on the world when good things are spoken. And the opposite is also true, Chas V'Sholom. And therefore, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, Umagid Lado Maseichoi. Just like Hashem can speak and He creates things and destroy things, when we speak we create and destroy things up above as well, and that has an impact on our world as well. It has an impact on the world just from our chatter, just from when we speak. An idle chatter is classed among the things that can destroy things, unless a person is speaking perhaps to cheer someone up, or because they need to, because in a social circumstance, if you sit down and you don't say anything at all, then it's unpleasant and uncomfortable, so you're talking to make people feel comfortable. Whatever the case is, everything we say has an impact in the Olam HaSo'elyonim, and Hashem will magid la'odom, show a person, ma'aseichoi, what did your speech achieve and destroy, how much good came to the world from the good things you said, and chas v'shalom the other way around. And that's a little bit, just to give us an image of this. It's a difficult thing to understand, because the fact is that the world is so full of chatter, and it's probably become increasingly that way with the communication increase. Perhaps once upon a time, many years ago, so you didn't have a phone, there were no phones, so who did you speak to in a day? You went to the shop, said hello to the shopkeeper, you went home, who did you speak to? What was there? And the news, by the time it came, the paper came from the previous day, The news was, what was there to talk about? What was there to say? I don't know. But then came the phone in the post office, which I had to queue up for. Then came the phone at home, which cost a lot of money to speak locally. And then came the big brick mobile phone. And now we have the little things over here, and you're encouraged to talk until you drop. And we talk so much more. And we talk endlessly because it's so available to us. And you can talk to anyone at the other side of the world in an instant, and the words are nothing. They mean nothing. And it's hard for us to hear Reb Chaim Volozhin and to hear we're building and we're destroying worlds. It's difficult for us to understand. And we don't live that way anymore. Just to give it a bit of an idea, when the President of America or the Prime Minister or even the President of the Bank of England stands up to speak, he measures every word before he opens his mouth. Because he says one word like this and he can, cause the fluctuation in the share prices. He can cause a terrible disaster just by the way he speaks. If he says things are not so optimistic, he can say even less than that and cause a financial situation. A president can cause international crises just by the way he speaks. He doesn't speak off the cuff. He's got people sitting behind him with big fat folders. When a question is asked, they pull out the paper and they give it to him, and he says those words on that paper to the word. He has to measure every single word because he can shake the world by the way he speaks. And that's just an image of how a person can build and destroy a whole universe just by the way they speak, just like that. But it's a little bit of a very, very difficult thing to live with, because we don't have that atmosphere around us anymore, and we just don't live like that anymore. So I'd like to move this on a little bit, and perhaps we'll try and understand in some more realistic ways in our world, where we build and destroy things, and where we create and destroy worlds just by the way we speak. The fact is, there is an old English expression which is as untrue as has ever been. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but your words can't hurt me. And that's the greatest lie that has ever been said. Because sticks and stones can break a bone, but words can kill a person. Words can destroy a person, they can build a person, and that's a fact. When you meet a person in the street and you smile and you say, have a nice day, you can literally make a day. That person got out of bed on the wrong side and things are not so good for them, and the business is going schwach and it's just not so good, and you smiled at them and said, good morning, have a nice day, and you created something. You gave them life. And that's a simple greeting to a person. It can destroy someone and it can build them up. Here's somebody who says, oh, I'm going to go and start to a regular shear. So you say, what's the matter? And just like that, you can destroy things. We can destroy a person just by a little comment that we make. And that's the power of words that we see, even in our own worlds where we talk a lot. But we see the power of words, that just by speaking to someone, a kind word can build a person up. And we can destroy people by an off-the-cuff comment, a little like this. And there's real building and destruction. How many good things were destroyed before they got off the ground because somebody put a negative word in? And it didn't have to be a big negative word, just a little, something like that. And something good was destroyed. Some good project was never put into motion that could have achieved a lot because somebody said something negative. And how many people have changed their lives because someone smiled at them and said a nice comment to them and said something nice to them, even without knowing it. Even without knowing it, they greeted and had a smile and I wish you well, this is successful. And they built up something and they destroyed something just by the way they spoke. Let's go to Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchok, it's Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tes. Omer Rav Yitzchok, kol anoisin pruta le'oni, misborech b'sheish brochas. If an oni comes collecting for stock and you give him a pruta, one penny, misborech b'sheish brochas, you get six brochas from Hashem. Six brochas for giving a pruta le'oni. V'hamathai soy bedvarim. And if you say a nice word to him, a kind word to him, then misborech beyud aleph brachas, you get 11 brachas for saying a nice word to him. Interesting thing, but Tosfos says the following thing. We would have thought, havamina, that you get 6 brachas for the penny and 5 for the nice word. So a total of 11 brachas. That's what you might have thought 11 brachas means. But Tosfos says it's not so. For the penny you get 6 brachas, and for the nice word you get 11 by itself. And that, to us, seemed to be something unusual. He doesn't want, he wants the money. At the end of the day, it's cash in hand that he needs. What does he want? You know, he didn't come collecting nice words. He doesn't go knocking on people's doors saying, can you say something nice to me, please? Please say something nice. He doesn't do that. He wants the money in Kol Tov. But Chazal say that that's not so. That Chazal say the power of saying something nice to a person can create a person, and it can build a neshama, and that's far more valuable than even than the penny that you might have given him, where you smile and you treat him with a bit of dignity, and you say a nice word to him, and you say Hashem should help you, or something like that. That alone is worth 11 brachas. So who said it has to be a poor person? Who said it has to be a poor person that you get 11 brachas for just for saying a nice thing? What happens if the person is not a poor person? He's the person who stands next to you every day in shul. You see it past him every single day, in and out of shul, every day. Who said he has to ask you for money before you say, have a nice day, I wish you well in whatever it is you're doing? It's a nice, kind word. Who said you don't get 11 brachas for that? Of course you do. It's 11 brachas because you're creating someone, and you're creating something, and therefore we understand that it's the power that we have in a very, very simple way, the power we have to create people and destroy them by the words that we say, by when we say nice things to them. Let's quote another Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'shosh ala Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe went up to the Eibishter, motzei l'Kodesh Baruch Hu, he found the Eibishter was busy doing important things." The words the Gemara uses is koyshek shorim lo'osius. He was putting the shorim on the osius. I don't know what the significance of that is, but it was something important if the Eibishter was busy doing it. It was very busy, and Moshe stood respectfully and silently and didn't say anything. He stood respectfully, then barged into the boss's office and say, "Hey." So he waited for the Eibishter to take a pause and then see what was going on. Amalei, so the Eibishter said to Moshe, ein shalom be'ircha, don't they say hello where you come from? They don't say hi, they don't say good morning. Why are you just standing there silently? Amalefonov, so Moshe said, klum yesh evet shenoysim shalom l'raboy, is there such a thing as a servant who says hello to his master? You don't just say hello to your master, to the king, you wait respectfully. Omalei, so the Eibishter said, "Hoya l'chol azreini, you should have helped me nonetheless. Even though you don't, it's not respectful to greet the master and say hello, it's too informal, but you should have helped me." So what did Hashem want? So Rashi says the following amazing words. "Hoya l'chol loyma, you should have said to me, tatzliach b'malachtecha, be successful in what you're doing." Isn't that amazing? The Eibishter, what? You're helping me? Just by saying these words, you're helping me? And the Eibishter needs the help? So probably the Eibishter doesn't need it, but it's a lesson for us. Yes, you're helping someone when you wish them well. It's real, real help, because the power of saying something nice to a person, even a simple nice word, be successful, have a nice day, I hope it goes well for you, it can create something. It's more helpful to the person sometimes than actual help. The Oni wants them, it's more helpful for him to have a nice word said to him than the penny. So you should give him the penny, but you should say a nice word. 11 free brachas. So we're running around the world for this bracha, for that bracha. There's 11 brachas for greeting a person, for saying a nice thing to somebody. A very, very, very powerful thing. And there we understand, we see, even if we don't live up to the level that Rabbi Yeruchim says and Rabbi Chaim Volozhin say, how when we chatter and we speak normally, we're creating and the world and we're destroying things and the power of words at that level. But here it is. Here's a very, very simple way where words build and destroy people. Wonderful. Let's move on and let's see this in another context. Let's see the power of creating and destroying with our words in another context. There is something that Rav Hirsch says in Parashas Noach, which I didn't understand the significance of it when I learnt it, but I heard it explained by someone called Rabbi Aviezer Wolfson. I heard it explained by him. So, Oyma Dovah B'Shem Omroi, Mevi Geula Lo'olam. We just brought Geula because I said something. Geula Lo'olam. I said it in the name of the person who explained it. So, sourced from Rav Hirsch, it says like this. When you speak, you create a world. By the way we describe things, we're creating a world, a real world. That's the thing that Ravash says. Let's have an understanding of how words shape a world, a real world. Just let's see the difference between how a one word and the other word. Let's see a difference. What is the word for a master in Lashon HaKodesh? Adon. Where were the Adonim in the Mishkan? At the bottom. Shouldn't they have been at the top? If they're Adonim, they're masters, shouldn't they be at the top? So it comes from the same. It's the same thing. So Rav Hirsch says, what's the function of an Adon, a master? To support the people who rely on him. His function is to support everything that's not that he should be on top of them, but he should be underneath them. That's why Chazal say kol ha-koine eved. If you buy an eved, koine odon la'atzmo. In a way, you have bought a master because you have to look after them. You're there to support them. There's a concept of an odon, of a master. What's the what does the word lord mean in English? I am a lord. What does that mean? To lord yourself over someone means to impose yourself on somebody. And then we have an Adon and a Lord, and they both give us completely different worlds as to what the function of this person is. His function is, a Lord is, I'm there to impose myself on everybody else. Once you speak in Lashon HaKodesh, you're changing the whole concept. The picture is not of somebody who's there to impose himself on others, but he's there to support everyone. He's there to take care of the welfare of everybody. He's an Adon. Let's see how we create worlds by the way we speak. So Rav Hirsch says, for example, let me quote to you a phrase, the killing fields. Now, where are the killing fields? Cambodia. That's right. Pol Pot. Everybody knows that. But now there's a new set of new killing fields. Do you know where they are? Gaza. Now, what have we done by calling Gaza the killing fields? What have you done? We've created something. And try as you might, do you know how hard it is to take that world away now? Where we've created an equation. Pol Pot in Cambodia, the Palestinians and them in Gaza equals the killing fields. What have we done? We've said some simple little words, three words, the killing fields. And we've created something that you're going to have to work so hard to take away, you need to destroy a whole world now. A world was built because you described something that way. And the power of describing things with your words creates a world. And they can build things and destroy things by that. For example, what's the difference between calling them a terrorist or a militant? A freedom fighter. See the difference? Isn't a world? A world was created where you have to now, you try and undo that. You try to take away that world. It's so difficult. And therefore, when we speak, Hashem gives us the Torah language. The language of the Torah to describe things. Because when we describe things, we're creating a world. So when the world talks about end of dignity of life, dignity of life, quality of life, a dignified end. What does the Torah say about that? Reitzeach! You're a murderer! What's the difference? The difference is a world. We're creating things. And by the way we talk about it, you're creating something so real, you're going to have to destroy. If you want to undo that, you're going to have to destroy it like you destroy the world. Because the power of speaking and the way we describe things creates something so real in the minds of people that it's as if it's a real world. And therefore, what the Chazon Ish said, what the world calls love, what do we call it? Kores. Chayav Misa. That's the difference in the language of the Torah and the language that we might otherwise that might otherwise be used to describe things, because we're creating things. And then when you pick up a book and it says 40 reasons not to have children, and the world is obsessed with not having children because it's limited resources and so on and so forth, and you know, self-development and endless reasons. Would you like to have a mother who wrote that book, by the way? So here's a lady who wrote a book, and it's nothing new. Listen to the media, the way the stream of talking and describing things is creating a world where children are not wanted. You should not have more than two. And that's just a fact now. You're having more than three, is there something, we need to have you psychologically assessed. Something's wrong. And it's a real world that's been created, and you try to take that away. And that's the power of words, the power of the way we describe things. And therefore we understand the severity that the Torah puts on Lashon Hara. Because all you need to do is to say about somebody, yeah, they're not so X, Y, Z. Yes, this caterer is not quite so, yeah. And you've created something. You've created it. It's real now. It's there. It exists. It's a world. Now you try and dismantle what you created. Try and take it away. How hard you have to work. What are you going to do about it? You've made it. You can't just kill it off like that. And therefore, Rav Hirsch says, Avraham, wherever he went, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, he called in the name of Hashem, which means he declared Hashem to the world. But Rav Hirsch says, he taught people to speak with the language of Hashem. He spoke in the language of Hashem. And he told people there was no accidents in the world, there's Hashgacha, and everything, the language of the Torah. And he created new worlds by the way he spoke. And he taught people how to speak in the language of the Torah, and that was creating worlds. And therefore we end this off, we quote a pasuk in Sefanya. He asked, in times in future, Hashem will teach the change the world to clear speaking people. I will change the world to have clear speech. They will all call in the name of Hashem. What does this mean? Because now the world speaks and they create worlds of sheker. They create worlds where all the good things are wrong and all the bad things are right. And they're real. Those worlds are absolutely real. Where people will be taught to speak and describe things in the way that the Torah describes them. And then to speak in the words that Hashem uses and to create the worlds that the Torah wanted to be created by the words that the Torah uses to describe things. And therefore we sum it up and we finish off. Rabbi Yerucham told us that the birds of the Tzipora, why is he criticized for chatter? Why is he not criticized for Lashon Hara? And the answer is because the foundation of his Lashon Hara is based on the fact that he doesn't understand how powerful even simple words are. Simple words are powerful. Where's the power of these simple words? Well, we saw what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said, how we create worlds and destroy them up above. We don't see that. We don't live there anymore. We shmooze, we talk, that's the way we are. But we do see the power of words in building people and destroying them, in saying a nice thing to somebody, or being offhand, or negative to someone, how we build and destroy people. And we see how the world, the perceptions in our mind are built by the way we describe things, and those are the power of the ordinary chatter that we speak. Even if we're not speaking Rosh Hashanah, just our regular words are extremely powerful, and that's the lesson the Matzah teaches. Yeah. Yeah.